what are the next steps after the paper.
Yeah.
And, first in terms of, you know, how we can extend it and convert this thing into a full paper.
Yeah.
What are the new ideas that we can bring beyond the hot storage submission?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the right of steps that we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So where you want to submit the full paper to, so that will actually help us guide the rest of the questions.
I think we talked about that earlier, and we said that we wanted to do a fast submission.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy with that, so I just want to know. I think you said you are happy with it too.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm okay with that.
You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one thing which we didn't... Sorry, go ahead, Swami.
No. So I briefly had a discussion with Nisha before she actually went for her meeting.
Yeah.
So one of the things that she said that we should do for sure is to do a NoxDB comparison.
Mm. Yeah.
And you also need to understand the compaction or the compression mechanism in at least in LevelDB or NoxDB.
Mm.
And then other systems like HBase, so that at least we can clearly articulate the optimizations that is done in the existing system, which are actually not applicable to Flash, and how we actually do better in NVM KV.
Yeah, so dig deeper
in
terms of the evaluation we did. Because here we talked about primarily the right amplification against LevelDB.
Yeah.
So.
But we didn't quantify why was right amplification happening, and we didn't give a really good explanation for it. We did give some, but not as much as.
Right. So I'm just wondering if, in terms of a fast submission versus hot storage submission, I think we may need more than just a more extensive evaluation. I think we need more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Rajesh. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, there are some insights that we can potentially talk about from the extended evaluation, and that certainly helps. But I'm wondering if, besides that, if we can do tackle a different dimension as well of the work. So I had a couple of thoughts in that direction.
Okay.
So one, for instance, was, and these are all varying levels of ambitiousness and complexity, right? So one is, to maybe delve a little bit deeper and talk about what the Flash layer offers, FTL layer offers in terms of ACID compliance and why and things like that. So that's one line of thought I had. The second was to maybe make a, and all of these could be combined as well, right? Some of these. The second was even more ambitious, which is to build a distributed KV store on top of NVM KV.
Yeah.
And the third one is probably the easiest one, which is to, hype up the pools abstraction. Which we didn't get to talk about at all in the hot storage submission. So these are the three high level ideas I had in terms of extending the work.
Yeah, I think all three of them sounds good.
Hmm.
So the easiest part is basically the first one, or the last one is the easiest part.
Last one is the pools. The pools abstraction.
Pools abstraction is the easiest one because we already have done it.
Yeah.
And things are working, so we should be able to evaluate and get some data for it.
Yeah.
I think that will definitely add another dimension, at least helps us bring out the other nice thing in KV store, which we haven't talked about. And how do we do pool, how do we encode pools, other things, and those things are pretty interesting in itself too.
I think
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea too. And I think we would have to motivate pools really, really well, so that, you know, we can sell that as a significant new dimension.
Yeah.
I don't think we had sufficient motivation for pools in the previous version of this paper. That was a fast submission. Or at least I don't remember if we...
I don't know. Actually, we did a very, very rushed job in trying to submit the last fast paper.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure actually. We were submitting two, and then we had signed up submitting three, and the only paper that got in was the hosted cache paper with you.
Yeah.
So we did another paper. So I wasn't sure what was there in the past paper. I can probably look it up to either confirm or say that we had something, but I don't really recollect the FAST paper for NVMKV.
Yeah, the FAST paper for NVMKV talked about pools and also presented some numbers, but I do not think it motivated why pools in the first place very well.
Okay. Yeah.
For this...
Go ahead, Raj. Sorry.
All I was saying is that for the pools to be another significant dimension that adds value beyond hot storage, for to make that happen, I think we'll have to argue that pools is absolutely required, and that other for some basic reasons, right?
Yeah.
Which the other key value stores are not able to provide, and we provide it.
Yeah, some of them don't provide it, and we provide it. Yes, exactly. And the others started providing that abstraction too.
Yeah. So then we can also evaluate our pools abstraction with the other pools abstraction.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was that. I don't know. Maybe you're right that is the easiest one because we already have some implementation there.
Yeah.
The other is the ACID as well. I think even that would be easy because that implementation also exists, right?
But that implementation exists, but I think it exists. And I thought it's implicitly, the thing that I thought you wanted to do was to say how the it was more about the description about how the FTL offers ACID compliance in its layer and stuff. I thought that was what you wanted to add in the paper.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, but it may not, I mean, depending on what you guys think is appropriate. I think one of the weak points of this hot storage submission, I thought, was we didn't, although we said that we provide ACID guarantees, we didn't talk about how. Right? How or why.
But, so how or why is something that we definitely can talk about it.
Yeah.
I think, at least, I have to check with the legal team here, but I think more or less, I think we should be fine.
Okay. Okay, then the third direction that I was thinking about is the distributed NVMKV.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We have a solution for that too, so I would rather prefer us. There are two things that we can do. One is that what Nisha earlier suggested is basically takes RocksDB and make NVMKV as its pluggable engine. So RocksDB tries to allow pluggable storage engines underneath it.
Okay.
So we can always add our engine as a pluggable engine, and then we can easily evaluate too.
So RocksDB is already... You're saying RocksDB is already distributed?
I think so. Well, it has to be.
You're talking about RocksDB. That's the one that was an extension primarily of LevelDB.
LevelDB distributed?
No, it's not. It's just a library. It's used for mainly embedded systems and for applications to use as a library. I don't think LevelDB is distributed now.
Oh yeah, it isn't a distributed database, you're right. It's only a single node database engine.
Right. And I believe RocksDB is like that too.
MongoDB is though. But the thing is that MongoDB assumes that its endpoint KV engines are not ACID compliant and maybe does more things to account because it makes that assumption, maybe it does more things.
So we do have a client actually who uses NVM KV as their backend for the distributed KV store.
Okay.
I can actually work with Nisha to see if they would be happy to either share their instance or even at least give us access to our binaries to them so that we can set it up and run some distributed tests. I can take it up as an action item.
Okay.
And I'll follow up with the team here to see if we can actually do some experiments or tests with a distributed KV store instance that they use.
So Swami, let me know if I understand you correctly. You are saying that Fusion already has a distributed version of NVM KV?
No. One of our customers actually have a distributed key value store.
Okay.
And they use NVM KV as the backend key value store in each of these nodes.
Okay. But, I understood the last part, but earlier at some point you said that you already have a solution for the distributed thing, right?
Solution, what I thought is it's already in place. People actually use NVM KV in distributed scenarios.
Okay, how do they do it?
So, they have their own higher layer, and they actually, when they want to store some data, they locate which instance the data needs to go to, and they do a get and put on the corresponding KV store instance at that node.
I see. Okay, and the distributed... I was thinking that if you want to make something on, build something new on top of NVM KV from scratch, right, what would be the best, because it seems like people are just plugging NVM KV in, they might as well have plugged some other engine. Besides, like LevelDB or whatever, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if they are able to do that, they are probably not using the unique properties of NVM that NVM KV provides to create, you know, stronger a distributed KV store that offers better properties. So, if you had a distributed KV store that was built specifically for NVM KV or with NVM KV in mind, how would you build it? I think that's the question.
That is the question. Okay.
Yeah, that's the question I wanted to explore with this direction. But I don't know what it takes.
I think building that will take time. Probably a substantial amount of time, because I don't think we even have a blueprint of what we want to do. So we will have to start with initial design phases and things like that. And moreover, even after it's implemented, how are we going to evaluate it? Because we need a distributed environment to evaluate this, which at least we don't have here.
The machines we can... when we say distributed, it just means cluster.
Right, but every node has to have a Fusion I/O card.
That is...
Yeah,
but that we can... Yeah, I think those guys can... Swami and Nisha can help with that, right? We cannot do it here, but those guys can help with the infrastructure at Fusion.
So, Leo, you're going for summer internship too, right?
Yes.
So, those 3 months, it's going to be hard to do much work on this.
I figure that would be the case, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure if we have enough time to implement a distributed systems, evaluate it and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's already March, April, May maybe. And then we have September. So 3 months almost, give or take.
Well, unless there is unless there is another student who is doing an intern at Fusion and spends his time doing this stuff. Yeah, I agree that it's going to be difficult.
Okay, I didn't think about that angle. Okay, I can talk to Nisha, but I think I'll try to see if we can get another intern, but it's very unlikely though.
Mm.
But I'll see what I can do in that aspect.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
but
so.
But it's actually a good question that worth exploring.
Yeah, I think it's the next logical step to NVMKV.
Yeah, absolutely.
From a research standpoint. I don't know, from a product standpoint,
yeah.
You guys are the best judges. But from a research standpoint, it's the next logical question to ask.
Yeah, I agree with that about the research standpoint.
Yeah. So, so then, at least for the time being, we have three options to consider. I think the pools, it makes sense to talk about pools. If we can motivate it really well, I think it would be even better. But at least we'll have that. And then the other is the asset compliant behavior. We spend more time discussing it. And besides that, you know, you just go into more detail of the design, right? The main concern with a hot storage extension for a fast submission is the new sort of new novelty that the submission has beyond the hot storage, right?
Yeah.
I think that is the part that we need to be concerned about.
To follow your thoughts, right? There are a bunch of things that we didn't really talk about in hot storage. Is how do we exactly guarantee some of the properties?
Mm.
How are we actually providing infrastructure to support pools and stuff? I think Dynamo, it's been a while since I read the paper, but I think Dynamo and stuff, they hint about it, where you want to categorize or group key value stores in some classification which is based on the application requirements or needs.
Mm.
It's a lot easier to manage or operate on such instance or localized instances of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to create KV stores for books, then for something for garden equipment and something like that. So it's much easier to motivate. I think motivation should be easier, but I think explaining and evaluating probably would take some extra time.
Yeah, I think the motivation is also tied to the workloads, like the kind of enterprise workloads that can benefit from it. I think that was the missing piece in our previous FAST paper with regards to pools. So, so Leo, I think maybe we can start by creating a FAST submission directory and creating an outline for the paper, right? And what we can put in the paper. Certainly pools, it seems that we most likely going to end up adding that. So in terms of design, we need to bring that in. We probably have to extend some of the descriptions that we had to really summarize in the hot storage paper. What else?
So the other aspects of evaluation we didn't touch upon.
Yeah.
One was with the expiry, first was the collision cache, which was an interesting thing in itself.
Right.
And we also built our own cache. We did some evaluation, but we probably could do more with the cache that Leo implemented.
Yeah. Okay. So Swami, I think you're suggesting let's work on the evaluation section as well.
Yes.
Let's see how we can extend that. Okay.
So at least writing, at least in that, at least Nisha, you or I can actually help with it.
Mm.
I'm not sure any of us can at least try to see if I can do, but doing evaluation work is going to be difficult.
Hmm.
So I thought Leo can focus on that, then we can make it easier to deadline approaches and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you also have to remember that Leo is not going to be available for a few months, so starting May, right? When do you get back, do you know?
I think it's the beginning of the semester.
Which is last week of August.
Yes.
And the deadline is last week of September, usually. Faster. So we have just about a month after you get back. So we have to start now, I guess. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Were there experiments that you ran and we weren't able to show results for? I guess we do have all the time series plots, and we showed only one of them.
Right, we have those. We still don't have the one with multi-threads.
Multiple threads.
Yes.
Okay, I think that would be important to get.
Yes.
Where is the roadblock there?
There are still some bugs on
the binding.
On the binding. Yeah.
Is there any way for us to actually fix those bugs? For you to do it independently of people at Fusion, because I think they tried.
I didn't spend any more time on that because we were basically prioritizing. But that is something that I think needs to be fixed. Yes.
And it's something that you can do independently.
I could give it a try, and if I find something, I can let them know if I think it's something that is library itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think we still have to coordinate and because I think I found some bugs in the new cache that you guys implemented. Remember that when I was testing the benchmark that comes with the library has some bugs.
Yeah. So she said that they fixed something. I sent you a version of the bindings that actually solve this problem. Do you still have the issue or?
No, this is something else. I don't know if you remember. I talked to you about this. But anyway, it's not critical. And now, if I encounter it again, I'll try to document it and send it to you guys.
Okay. The sooner the better. Sriram Ganeshan, who was helping us earlier, he actually left for another company.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two more people working, so the turnaround time might not be as fast as at least used to be before. Even last time wasn't as fast.
Okay.
So if you can at least give me a heads up earlier so I can actually work with them to resolve these issues. So let me know. If you can do it sooner, that'll be awesome.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Leo.
Okay. So then,
me too. Let me close the door. Some guys are having a lot of fun. So they're always having fun.
Okay, so I'm gonna. Should I start then with the multi-thread evaluation?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sure.
I think there we'll be able to see if we are able to fix the bugs. I'm expecting that NVMK will do even better. With multiple threads. Is that what you're expecting, or?
I think so. Although I did notice a significant improvement on level 3 as you add as you increase number of threads.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So yeah. Okay. I'm gonna start on that. That's gonna be my starting point. And I figure I'm gonna do this. If you have any newer version of level 3, I mean of NBAKB.
Yeah.
Let
so
me
I
know.
Don't think anything is planned for now. I think the one that was released is the big 1.0 big milestone release. And I'll check with them to see if there are any new releases going to come or if there's any bug fixes.
Okay, so the one that has been released, this new one, is already in the GitHub, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can pull it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the latest and greatest version.
Great.
And if there are any bug fixes, I'll try to find out and send it to you earlier than waiting for them to push the GitHub.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I think
all
I
right.
know what I have to do then.
So should we meet again same time next week? Or what do you prefer,
yeah.
Swami? Yeah?
Would that be fine? Yeah.
Yeah. So we can use the same, or do you want to create something new, the new calendar thing, or we use the same one?
I don't know what the calendar one says.
The one that...
You check the word.
I can send you what I have.
Oh, NVMKB weekly meeting. Yeah, we can use the same one that we have actually.
Yeah. Okay, so let's use that.
Okay. Cool.
Great.
So we'll meet next week. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Swami.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.